It's 94.9 Bob FM. The Morning Bob is on, and we have a special guest on the phone with us today, James Bavel from RE/MAX. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you very much for having us on.
Well, I'm glad to have you. And first and foremost, are you keeping healthy and staying safe?
That's very kind of you. Yes, ma'am. Lockdown at the house. I think it's challenging, obviously, for everyone, having teenagers and everyone together working and living.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, man. How are you holding up?
I'm good. I said I'm one of the very lucky people where I get to still come into work and have a little bit of normalcy in my life. So that is definitely, I think, a saving grace for me. Something that you've been working on that is going to be amazing for our community. RE/MAX is launching In This Together. It's basically a donation campaign, correct?
Yeah, it all came from, at the end of the day, it really comes down to the fact of recognizing that there are a lot of people in the community who are vulnerable, obviously, and they're going to need support. And I think very often what happens in an environment like this is that, not that we've been through anything like this, but ultimately, people end up having to look after themselves and their families first. And that's their primary thing. And so what happens is the charities that are really needed and have people that are reliant on them are somewhat forgotten to a degree. And so we just felt it was really important. We wanted to bring a lot of attention to that awareness. And so the whole In This Together program all strives from that at the end of the day. And trying to find fun ways to give back to the community, get people's engagement. And there's lots of things that we're trying to do and associated with it.
So you've actually kicked this campaign off with a donation of $2,500 to Meals on Wheels. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, what it is that myself, Kim, we went and committed 25,000 CI dollars as a minimum commitment to this program. And any costs associated with marketing or setting up the website and the blog and all of this stuff, or any marketing completely, is actually not part of that. So that money will actually go directly to supporting local charities in the community. Which now the agents have also agreed that their goal is to match that as well. And so they're working towards doing that. But yes, the first donation was one that went to Meals on Wheels, where we were able to encourage, there were two parties who were actually kind enough to go and did a match campaign with us. And so between Melanie Splash and her husband, Ross Goldenberg, and a local company called Integrity, we raised, it was a total of $4,500. So we put in $2,500 and they ramped it up to, and they got another $2,000. So they each donated $1,000. So, we got $4,500 for Meals on Wheels, which is great.
That is fantastic. And if people don't know, Meals on Wheels goes out and does delivery to the elderly, to the people who need it. They give free, hot, nutritious meals to seniors and the disabled, which is, obviously during this time is so crucial.
Yeah, no, you're dead right. Absolutely. And, there's so many worthy charities at the end of the day. And we've got a list of charities that we kind of researched and felt were ones that we would like to, kind of earmark at this time for donations. And the next one right now that we're working with is the Kiwanis. So we've just committed to doing one for $2,000 for the Kiwanis, which is for the homeschool lunch program that they have. And this is actually part of a government initiative that they actually go and support.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of neat. It's kind of private sector involved with the public sector working together, because obviously the government, they know the people in a lot of cases who really need the support and help. And so we're hoping that we get other people to go and match our donation so that we can double that, which would be great.
And the people can do this by logging onto the website, correct?
Yeah. If you just go straight onto the website, it's just www.inthistogether.ky. And it's got a blog there. And we post lots of other stuff there as well that's kind of all relative that we feel. But yeah, it's easy. And then you just simply go ahead and just when you email, you'll get a response actually from Julia, who's overseeing it from the office. She'll be right back to you. And then we go and we start obviously we get the funds out and get them cut immediately to the groups that need the money.
That's
and,
amazing.
We're off to the races.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is there a minimum donation? Like, you know, it's just me. I live on my own. I don't have a family. I don't have another income, but I would like to help out. Can I do just $25 just to do $25?
Absolutely. Yeah, no. No one has to stroke the check for the full amount. That's not the idea. It's more just, you know, and we understand that a lot of people are in a position where they might not be able to afford that.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you know, I think our initial goal was actually more trying to get those who obviously have the capacity to go and do that.
Mm-hmm.
But also we were trying to encourage other businesses that had capacity and were able to go and do it to get on board and join us. Because, you know, we obviously promote the companies and also the individuals just saying that they've donated. And, you know, it's not that we're controlling the money. We're actually just logging it all so that we can kind of monitor how much is going back into the community in one environment. And that environment is also one which we obviously we do other things that are up there. So we've got all sorts of new donations, donation match campaigns. We've got ideas and pledges.
That's fantastic. So if people want to know more, they can read the blog and everything is up on the website. Again, that's inthistogether.ky. And James, thank you so much to you and Kim for kicking this off. Again, Remax has launched inthistogether.ky, and it's just an amazing thing that is helping out local charities in this time of need. So next one you said is Kiwanis. We've already hit Meals on Wheels.
It's not just food. You know, one of the things that I think is something that's prevalent, and I think we're already hearing about that, is just the challenges in the home life because it's so tight.
Okay.
So, you know, we've got a donation. We'll be doing Feed Our Future at one point, but then there's another one, which is the Panton charity. So that's one that we'll be also doing a campaign with as well. So,
fantastic.
You know, there's different facets to the challenges that are out there.
Well, that's great. And we just want people to go and check out inthistogether.ky.
Yeah.
They can find out all the information. And of course, James, I thank you for giving me some time out of your day to talk to me about this great launch campaign that you guys are doing with Remax. Thank you so much.
Pleasure, man. Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
We'll chat with you soon.
Have a good day, Taylor.